what I meant by that is, you know, if you look at the volume of product that's there today, based on the decisions that have been made the last 5 or 8 years, they have the most excess capacity of any of the facilities that are out there. In addition to that, you know, the amount of losses that I've seen on preliminary numbers indicate that that's the least, the worst performing plant. I don't know if that's true, but based on the numbers that I've seen, that's what it suggests. There's so many factors in that that I'm dying to, you know, dive in on that, because I've heard so many points to the contrary talking to the union leaders and some of the other folks in the facility today that I don't even know what to believe anymore. So I think we'll have an interesting, you know, first 30-day look here.
Is this your call, or is this call of someone higher up the food chain at Tektronix?
I think it'll be the call of myself and the team that we have in place to do that.
And you expect to make the decision on the manufacturing operation in, you said, 60 to 90 days?
I mean, if I had to set a goal for our team, I'd tell them we need to get enough information in that period of time. I think we have people both in Texas and Juarez, as well as North Canton, that are working under a cloud of uncertainty, and that's not fair. And it's our job to lift that cloud. So the sooner we can do that, I think the better.